Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Frances Free and Ann Morris. Sophie, I have to tell you, this book made me rethink everything I thought I knew about being a leader.
Hey there, Sam. Same here. Really flips the script. It says the main job of a leader isn't to be a superhero with all the answers. It's to create the conditions where your team can do their best work. And that starts with trust.
Right? And they totally bust the myth of the complete leader. You know, the idea that you have to be a strategic genius, an operational wizard, and a charismatic motivator all rolled into one.
Exactly. They argue that trying to be perfect at everything actually dilutes your strengths. Instead, focus on being trusted. And trust rests on three pillars: authenticity, logic, and empathy.
Authenticity is being who you say you are. Logic is having a sound plan. And empathy is genuinely caring about people. The cool thing is, you can diagnose where you're falling short. Instead of asking, "Am I a good leader?" you ask, "Which pillar am I failing on?"
That's such a practical reframe. And once you know where the problem is, they give you a 4-step process to fix it: learn, build, extend, and protect.
Let's walk through those. First, learn. This is about getting humble and curious. You get off your pedestal, ask dumb questions, and really listen to your team's friction points.
Right. It's not about gathering data for a fancy presentation. It's about visceral understanding. Then step 2, build. You design solutions to remove those specific obstacles.
And it's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous cycle of iteration. You build something, test it, learn, and then build again. Then step 3, extend. You scale your impact beyond your immediate team.
That's where you shift from manager to leader. You create systems and culture that let everyone thrive. The authors give great examples like at Uber, where they helped overhaul a toxic culture.
Yeah, the Uber case study is wild. They started with a learned step, did hundreds of interviews, and found that the company's values weren't being lived and there was a lack of psychological safety.
Then they helped build new feedback and accountability systems. And they worked to extend those changes globally. But the last step, protect, might be the most important.
Protect is about safeguarding the culture you built. The biggest threat is often the leader themselves. When you get stressed or overconfident, you can revert to micromanaging or blaming others.
So protect means creating systems to keep yourself accountable, like having a trusted advisor who can call you out, or regular check-ins where your team gives you feedback.
I love that they address diversity and inclusion as a leadership challenge, too. It's not just a moral imperative, it's a business one. Diverse teams are more innovative, but you need an inclusive environment.
And inclusion comes back to trust. People need to feel safe to be authentic, feel their ideas are judged on merit, and feel empathy and belonging. The framework makes it actionable.
Another great reframe is around failure. Most organizations punish failure, which kills innovation. The authors argue for smart failures, small, fast, and full of learning.
The leader's job is to protect the team from the fear of failure. Model vulnerability, celebrate learning from mistakes. That creates psychological safety.
At its heart, this book is about humility and service. Leadership as removing obstacles, not being a hero. It's harder, but way more effective.
And the message is optimistic. The potential for greatness is already in your team. You just need to clear the path. Anyone can become an unleasher with practice.
My biggest takeaway is that I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be useful, focus on trust, learn where the friction is, and systematically remove it.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So stop trying to be the perfect leader and start unleashing your team. We'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, it's about making greatness inevitable.
See you next time.